As we approach the end of 2025, we take a look back at the year and ahead to the next with some of the leading UK and world sight loss charities. Today, it's the National Federation of the Blind in the USA. Chris Danielson joins us. Chris, thank you for taking part once again. It's almost the end of the year.
I know, I can't believe it. 2025 went by really fast. The challenge that a lot of nonprofits are facing with prices going up and the donations are maybe not what we would love. And so we're having to be a little more conscious of our finances, but I think we've been doing well. As far as highlights, we had our 2025 convention in New Orleans. That's the last convention we will have in New Orleans for a while. In 2022, the last time we were there, we had a chef on stage teaching us how to cook pralines, which, if you're not familiar, that's a Louisiana delicacy. It's basically pecans with sugar and all kinds of sweet stuff on them. But this year, we had a gentleman visit us with his pet alligator. I had no idea that anybody had a pet alligator. The gentleman was telling us all about alligators and their habits. And although he kept this one as a pet, he also was an alligator hunter. But this alligator was named Elvis. He was 4 years old, so he still wasn't as big as he was going to get. So it was kind of interesting to have that experience. And as far as another highlight other than our convention, I would say we were very excited. A big advocacy victory for us in 2025 was that the United States Department of Justice decided to sue Uber. And this was over the issue of rides continuously being denied to blind people who use guide dogs. And we have been advocating on that issue for years, as you and your listeners will know. And it finally got the attention of the United States Department of Justice. And so they have now brought suit, which is great because that tends to get the attention of companies even more than if we file suit. So we'll have to wait to see how it comes out, but it really was a credit to our organization and others that have gathered evidence and over the years and really tried to push this issue to a higher level. So that was a big highlight for us.
Normally, Chris, when you talk about conventions or we talk about speeches, we talk about the tech fair you have on, we talk about your discussions on campaigns and projects. And I think this is the first thing you've told us you've had someone on stage with an alligator.
Yeah, there's always a lot of exciting stuff at convention, and this year was no exception. We had a lot of great visitors. We had a lot of interesting technology presentations because everybody was talking about AI. And of course, AI is having huge benefits for the blind community, but also presenting some challenges. So the convention overall was really terrific. And of course, New Orleans is always a fun city to be in. But yeah, definitely having an alligator on stage was something new. And the gentleman who presented it was delightful. He was a real Louisiana Cajun gentleman, very much from the rural parts of Louisiana where the culture is very unique. I should also say that this has been the year, speaking of technology, when we've jumped more into the technology space, and your listeners can, all over the world, listeners can access our Access On podcast, which is hosted and produced by Jonathan Mosen, who now works with us. So that was another big thing that happened this year that was really exciting for us.
You've had a lot on, as you say, with the convention. And I suppose when we talk, Chris, I think the NFB, I mean, it's fair to say you do get involved in a lot of campaigning, action against corporates, governments, local government, etc., to improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Would you say that's probably the biggest part of what you do, a lot more on advocacy and campaigning?
I think it is one of the big things we do. You know, we do a lot of programs that benefit blind people, particularly blind students as well. And those are not as visible because they're focused primarily in the United States. But we have done a lot of advocacy, certainly in 2025. I'll just say we have an administration that has some interesting ideas about how programs for the blind in the United States should work. And we have had some challenges getting clarity on some of their ideas. We're very concerned about some of the steps they have taken. And so we've been definitely trying to influence the administration as much as we can in positive ways. And obviously, some positive things have come out of that. I think the lawsuit against Uber by the United States Department of Justice is one. It's too early to tell some of these other impacts that different things might have, because there's a lot of back and forth between the president and the Congress as to what programs should look like. Obviously, there's a big drive in the government, in the U.S. government right now, to save money, but we don't want to see money saved at the expense of vulnerable populations like blind people and deafblind people. And we have seen some of that. That said, some steps that we were concerned about the administration taking, they either haven't taken or have backed off of. So those are good things. And we are just going to continue in 2026. I think a lot of our focus is going to be on campaigning to make sure that we work with our members of Congress and we work with the administration to the extent that we can in order to make sure that we're really preserving the gains that blind Americans have made since the organized blind movement started 85 years ago in this country. We don't want to lose any of the progress that we've made.
So that will continue, as you see, Chris, in 2026. What about other sort of big ticket items coming up next year? Do you have, you know, we often talk about things like your Washington events and your conventions and so on.
Yeah, we do have our Washington seminar that starts on January 26th, 2026. And obviously, that's going to go to the advocacy efforts that I talked about. We also have our convention. It is July 3rd through 8th. It is going to be for the first time in the capital of the state of Texas, which is Austin. We've been to the state of Texas before. We've been to Dallas many times. We've been to Houston a couple of times, but this time we're going to Austin, Texas, and a lot of us are really excited about that. Austin is, for those of you who don't know, it's one of the most interesting cities in the United States. Its sort of unofficial slogan is "Keep Austin Weird," and it's also one of the really often considered the live music capital of the United States. So lots of opportunities. It's where the big South by Southwest festival that happens every year in the United States takes place. There's a lot of tech companies there, so we expect a lot of technology emphasis in our convention. There are self-driving taxis in Austin, so we're all looking forward to trying those. So I think it's going to be a really interesting convention in 2026.
We will, of course, continue to follow all the goings-on in our monthly catch-ups, Chris, throughout 2026 and beyond. But for the moment, from everyone here at RNIB Connect Radio, we'd like to wish everyone at the NFB, staff, volunteers, all your service users, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish all of our friends in the UK and around the world the same. A very joyous holiday season, and also, obviously, a Happy New Year. We all hope it will be a great 2026.